Role of Thermal and Non-Thermal Processes in the Ism of Magellanic Clouds, by H. Hazani et al. The radio continuum emission is a dust unbiased tracer of both the thermal and non-thermal processes in the interstellar medium. We present new maps of the free-free and synchrotron emission in the Magellanic Clouds, MCs, at 0.166, 1.4, and 4.8 GHz with no prior assumption about the radio non-thermal spectrum. The maps were constructed using a the reddened H-alpha map as a template for the thermal radio emission, which we subtract from maps of the total radio continuum emission. To the redden the H-alpha emission, it is important to know the fraction of dust surface density that attenuates the H-alpha emission along the line of sight, F_TEXTD. This fraction is obtained by comparing the dust opacity obtained through the infrared emission spectrum and the Balmer decrement method. In star-forming regions, the median F_TEXTD is about 0.1, which is by a factor of 3 lower than that in diffuse regions. We obtain a global thermal radio fraction, F_TEXT, of 30%, 35%, in the LMC, SMC, at 1.4 GHz. Furthermore, we present maps of the equipartition magnetic field strength with average values of approxy meteorite light year EQ 10.1 metru G in the LMC and approxy meteorite light year EQ 5.5 metru G in the SMC. The magnetic field is proportional to the star formation rate to a power of 0.24 and 0.20 for the LMC and SMC, respectively. This study shows that the non-thermal processes control the interstellar medium in the MCs. This was Role of Thermal and Non-Thermal Processes in the Ism of Magellanic Clouds, by H. Hazani et al.